Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. In a major reversal, federal law enforcement has started sharing evidence in the Metro Surge shooting cases that happened in Minneapolis. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty announced that her office, along with the BCA, has obtained hard drives of evidence in the shootings of Renee Good and Alex Preddy.
We need transparency. We need cooperation. Our community needs it. Alex Preddy and Renee Good's families deserve it. Julio Sosa Solis deserves it. Our democracy requires it.
Moriarty says the added evidence will help state authorities further investigate the shootings and come to a conclusion. While Republicans keep their majority in the U.S. Senate, Lindsey Graham's death leaves a significant void within the GOP conference. Hamline University professor David Schultz says Senator Graham's influence extended far beyond his vote.
The Republicans, in losing Lindsey Graham, lost, among other things, a very strong supporter of Donald Trump. They lost somebody who supported the SAVE Act. And more broadly, as somebody who was involved in budget and finance, this comes at a critical time.
Schultz says Graham played a key role in shaping Republican priorities on federal spending and national security, making his absence especially notable as Congress debates funding measures. State health officials say they're monitoring cases of cyclosporiasis, a parasitic illness that can cause severe watery diarrhea, but they have not identified an outbreak in the state. The illness is part of a multi-state investigation by the CDC, but the Minnesota Department of Health says case numbers here remain within the expected range for this time of year. And temps this week are expected to remain steady in the mid to upper 90s. Minnesota Department of Health Dr. Nick Leonards says be on the lookout for signs of heat exhaustion.
You'll start to feel a little bit like fatigued or exhausted. You'll start sweating heavily and maybe have a headache and getting dizzy. Heat exhaustion can progress into what's known as heat stroke. Your headache gets worse and you might have nausea and vomiting. You'll start getting confused, maybe even agitated or aggressive.
If you start to feel any of those symptoms, immediately move to a cool location and get hydrated. In other headlines, the Superior National Forest will close the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness effective at 12:01 a.m. Tuesday due to ongoing wildfires. Acting Forest Supervisor Drew Stroberg.
We canceled all of the permits for the Boundary Waters through July 17th, and refunds were issued. We do not know how long this closure will be in effect. Our intent is to keep it as short as possible.
Stroberg says they made the decision to close the park because the ongoing wildfires pose a threat to anyone traveling through or camping in the area. Nearly 60 nurses at Hazelden Betty Ford in Center City are set to begin an unfair labor practice strike Wednesday. The Minnesota Nurses Association says workers have been negotiating a first union contract for more than a year and alleges the foundation violated federal labor rights. A Minnesota student athlete is the new national champion in clay target shooting. Nevin Hengel of Sibley East High School won the USA High School Clay Target League title in Michigan, hitting a perfect 100 before prevailing in a shootoff. Another Minnesotan, Nina Slingsby of Academy of Holy Angels, finished runner-up in the girls' competition. This is MNN.